And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Steve, John, and Ryan from Dana Landing in Mission Bay, East County Bait and Tackle in the East County and Lakeside, talking freshwater bass fishing, talking saltwater fishing. It's on. It's happening. Come on.
Yeah, no doubt, man. There's some really, really good fishing to be had right now. Johnny touched on it earlier with that crazy good kelp patty fishing. Still opportunities for giant bluefin offshore. Really good stuff going on in the bay fishing. And then, boy, Ryan is filling us in on the night fishing out in East County. There are some really, really good fishing to be had. And we got another hour coming your way of talking about it. If you want to join us this morning, get on the phone. If you got questions about tackle, whether it be freshwater, saltwater, bay, in between, we literally have two of some of the best, just the best experts in here, the main one, and a great opportunity and a great time. If you want to be a part of this second hour, there's two ways that you can reach us. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line, again, 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. We've had so many questions over the last few weeks about kites and yummy flyers and rigging. And you want to talk about one of the absolute hubs in San Diego where so much of that proper rigging is done, proper kite rigging is done. Johnny is an absolute expert, and Steve as well, as far as talking kite fishing and big tuna. Is a great opportunity to talk to Johnny this morning. Again, 858-457-1090. And not only are we going to be talking fishing today, answering your questions, we've also got a couple of just fantastic prizes. Two lucky callers at the end of the show today, one of which is going to win a $50 gift card to come see Ryan and the gang at East County Bait and Tackle. Then another lucky caller is going to win a $50 gift card to Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Just a couple of awesome prizes.
The only line available right now, 877-792-1090, open right now. Benny Florentino, good morning. Shimano Pro Staff expert and Coastal Charters man. What's going on?
Hey, morning, guys. Steve, Johnny, Ricky, Pete. Hey, I just, I'm off the water for the first time in I don't know how long. And, I know we've had some unreal fishing offshore, you know, the Dorado yellowtail, bluefin. But, you know, I'm still sticking to my guns. I'm fishing bass along the coast. And, I just wanted to call in that island that's next to where all that bluefin and stuff is biting was biting really, really, really good yesterday on that 3 to 5 to 6 pound calicos on the backside of the island. It was phenomenal fishing on wax wings, Corey 6-inch MC swim baits, and the tetrafoil kickers surface iron. Another thing too was my buddy Jay Jones was outside fishing on the 9, just him by himself, caught about, I don't know, a couple of handful of yellows up to 38. So we ventured out there and put in about a dozen yellows ourselves, all on surface iron, all big grade yellows from 25 plus to 30. I think our biggest fish was over 35.
Oh, just my
phenomenal,
gosh.
Phenomenal fishing. Again, you know, I saltwater bass guy. I'm going to stay true. But if the yellows are biting, I'm going to chase that stuff. It was pretty tremendous fishing. And, you know, for anglers out there are just waiting for something to happen, it's happening. It's happening whether you want to fish offshore, inshore, chase big tuna, jump on some of those six-pack boats at Dana. just get out there and go fishing. The outfit of choice was obviously the Tranx 500 on the surface iron, but my guys also fished the new Corrado K. In the 6-2-1 for the smaller 6-inch weedless swim baits, and also the 300 and 400 Tranks on the Terramar West Coast rods. So we had tremendous fishing for three guys yesterday.
Wow.
That sounds
fantastic.
So cool, Benny.
Steven?
No, I was just going to say, I love following Benny on social media, Instagram and stuff like that, because all the pictures now are the big bluefin and, you know, some big yellows and everything. And you just slide your thing down. I swear to God, every day Benny puts these pictures up with like these 5, 6, 7, 8 pound
giants.
And he takes the great pictures and he just, you know, always has the kicker jig right there. And I'm like, good Lord, look at it. You just forget how good the fishing is. And obviously it's you. I don't see a lot of other people with the same pictures. I mean, you definitely have the talent, but you do a great job. So
I appreciate it, Steven. You know, you have your marlin guys, you have your sea bass guys. I just stay true. I get a lot of ribbing from guys going, you know, there's bluefin. I go, yeah, but the bass are chewing the surface iron.
Yeah. I'm with you, Benny. Well, and I fished with you, Benny. It's so much fun. If somebody wants to fish with Coastal Charters and wants to go fishing with you, it's such a all-inclusive deal. All the Shimano gear, all the gear is provided. You don't have to bring anything but your lunch, right?
Yeah. I mean, just bring lunch, and we'll have all that top-notch gear. Anything from Stratix Stellas for spinning and Stratix CI4s. And also I carry about a dozen or so Maui Jim sunglasses that you can try and use on the boat.
Wow.
So, and you know, Steven and John have one of the largest selection of Maui Jim sunglasses at Dana Landing, and I'm sure at East County Bait Tackle also. So come on aboard. Love to have you. September's around the corner. Don't put your rods away. Come fishing.
Straight up.
What a great idea. What a great idea.
So you have, like, they can try different models, different lenses and such like that. Like, somebody may like the HT. Somebody may like the bronze, the new blue. What's your new favorite?
My new favorite is the Haleakala with the blue lens. I mean, you just can't. I mean, that lens is cool. Since we've had bright days, it's just been perfect for just spotting, you know, the stringers and watching which way the current goes. And it seems to be a favorite of my guests on the boat. I encourage them to wear a pair of eyeglasses versus, you know, some of the pairs they may have, and they're just blown away.
That Haleakala is probably the lightest pair of sunglasses I've ever put on my head ever. I love those things too. They're awesome. It feels like you're wearing nothing.
Lens.
Yeah.
Yeah, the blue Hawaii lens is selling like crazy. So one thing we did is we have it done the My Mauis, and I have it in different frames that you would just recently been able to do.
Oh,
so I have
really?
It like Piahi that you haven't been able to do. So just recently I was able to do that. So I have some styles where I have the blue lens that wasn't available before.
Wow.
Right. And you know, this morning I'm wearing a really cool kind of young-looking glass. It's called the Tail Slide with the gray lens. You know, it's got that modern look that the young people like, and I've got a couple of newer glasses, so, you know, we get younger people, and they, you know, for the older guys, Haleakala, Piahis are maybe more our deal, but, you know, for the younger people like the smaller, kind of cool-looking frames, I've got those now, so if you have any questions or want to come fishing, you know, they can reach me at 310-779-0397 or fishcoastalcharters.com. Guys, I'm going to let you get back to business there. I appreciate the time. Hope to see you guys in January again for the big sale.
Absolutely. Count on it.
Yeah. All right. Is that going to happen again?
Well, I don't know. It depends if they're going to have a tournament. I mean, are they going to be without a launch ramp?
All right. Oh,
I don't know, maybe I have
to switch to Dana Landing.
Might have to. I know a spot.
Yeah, you know a spot. Thanks, Benny. Nice to hear from you. Appreciate the call.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right. Well, hey, let's continue on with the catch report and find out what's going on with our fishdope.com report, sponsored with the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, which today is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. They have taken the San Diego processing business to new levels with superior service, superior products, and innovations like pre-booking your orders and their famous Fisherman's Processing Tuna Burger. Friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, check fishermansprocessing.com. Let's talk to your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, our fishdope.com specialist. Good morning, Dave.
Well, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. And guys, I'm sorry I was absent the last couple of weeks, but I was trying my damnedest to get on the radio with you guys. I was just having a problem with that sat phone. But here I am. I'm on land for a few minutes, and let me tell you, it's been absolutely spectacular out there on the water. Everything's biting all over the place. There's Dorado, there's Yellowtail, there's Marlin, there's Bass, there's Barracuda, there's just pretty much, I don't know, if you're not fishing, I can't even imagine what you can possibly be waiting for. You go look at what's going on in San Diego, Dorado, Yellowtail, Bluefin, Yellowfin, on the half day, three quarter day, the overnight, the long range, everybody's catching fish. You move up the coast to Dana Point. Todd Manser's boardroom, the little boardroom, Mr. Kerwin's running that right now, and he's having spectacular days. Day before yesterday, he had fishing at Catalina on the way home. He had a kelp patty for seven Dorado. Yesterday, he's fishing Catalina on the way home. He got a marlin on the little boardroom, on the little Parker, the new addition to Dana Orr Sport Fishing. Go over to Catalina. There's lots of yellowtail on the front side of the island, on the calm side. You go to the back side, look around the Farnsworth area. There's yellowfin on the dolphin. There's also open water yellowfin. Find a kelp patty back there. There's yellowtail Dorado on it. Move over to San Clemente Island. Here we go. The giant bluefin are biting on the back side of the island still. We were there yesterday. We had two fish over 150 pounds on the yummy flyer. There's tonnage of that small bluefin, just like the stuff that's down at the Coronados. That small bluefin is all over the backside of Clemente, about a mile and a half to 4 miles off the island. There's just giant spots of that 10 to 15, 20-pound bluefin all over the place. When that stuff settles down back there, it's going to get on the spots like it did back in the 70s. It's going to be spectacular. There's just no reason to not go fishing. There's stuff biting everywhere.
No kidding. It's on. And you know, August, September, October, going to be great months. Would you agree?
Absolutely, because here's what happens. You can look historically in the books. As soon as school starts and everybody goes back to work after their summer vacations, fishing gets insane. The pressure's off the water, and it's time to go fishing. Like Benny just said, don't put your rods away just because the kids go back to school. That's the perfect time to go fishing.
No kidding. And fishdope.com, Danny and the guys have had all the information, all the right information for everything. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. If you don't have it, why not?
Yeah,
what's
right?
Matter?
That'd be crazy.
Hook up
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you got to have it.
Case.
I know Rick. I know Pete. I know we're all the guys that are in the industry. We're looking at Fishdope all the time because there's stuff we miss, and Danny's on it all the time.
Yep.
He's in there. He's on that stuff, and he's finding stuff that we don't even know about.
He's got the number. Like, you want to go to Desperation Reef? He's got the numbers. You want to go to the nine? You want to go to all the spots where these bluefin are hanging out? All the numbers are right there on fishdope.com.
Exactly. Instead of going out looking to fish for boats, you can go on Fishdope and actually go fish for fish.
There you go. All right, Dave. Well, how do we find you? We want to go fishing with you.
Well, there's a couple of ways. You can give me a call at 949-374-0786, and you can charter the big Hatteras that I run, the Wild and Stack. We're running like every single day right now. We had one day off in July on the 4th. That was it. It looks like August is going to be about the same, but he might be able to get you in on something there. We find a day. If you go on the Big Hatteras, I got a couple of guys working for me now doing the guide service thing, so we can get you out on your boat, teach you how to use your boat and how to use all your electronics. So just give me a call or look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com, and I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
Talk to you next Sunday. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate
Thank
that
you.
Very much. All
Bye,
right.
Guys.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. They are packed up. We're going to talk to John, who's calling us from Mira Mesa. John, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yeah, hey, good morning, fellas. A little hard to talk about freshwater with everything going on right now on the ocean, but I remember the guys from ECBT last year, they were talking about frog fishing, and I'm more of a saltwater guy, but I thought that might be sound like a blast to target bass in some of our freshwater lakes around here. Can you tell me of a lake that would be lakes that are kayak friendly that where the frog might be a good option to use?
Ryan?
Yeah, definitely. You know, if you have a kayak and you want to kind of be on a quiet lake where there's not a bunch of boat traffic running around and kind of get the feel for it and not have to deal with, you know, the big bass boats and stuff, I'd recommend checking out Lake Murray. Lake Murray is right there next to college off the 8 freeway. Very accessible, good parking, really a good way to go. Quiet lake, a lot of fun, and I recommend it because it gives you a good shot at catching a really nice fish on the topwater frog. And, you know, if you fish calico bass or you're a familiar saltwater angler, I think it's the most related to the calico bass style. You're fishing around structure. For instance, if you're fishing around kelp, you're throwing down lanes, you're finding holes, you're finding grass mats, you know, fish braid, fish the spro frog. and just put it in the nastiest places. And, you know, calico bass are great. I love them. They're one of the most explosive bites. But I'll tell you what, you get a blow up on a frog, and it's just amazing. I mean, they scare you. They eat it so hard. And the noises they make back there in the jungle when you throw it in the tules is just too much fun. I mean, I can never get enough of it. So, you know, get a reel, a rod that's solid for fish and braid, pretty stout rod, Spro Frog, and take that kayak and get that frog way back in there and, you know, slow presentation, and you'll be surprised. You'll have a great time. You know, you'll have 4, 5, 6, 7 blow-ups a day and, you know, catch one up to maybe even 10 pounds. So
whoa.
Give it a shot. I think you'll have fun.
And Murray is so accessible.
Yeah, very
it's
convenient.
It's like right off the 8 freeway for San Diegans. It's like right there.
Yeah.
Watching guys like Ryan or guys that are proficient at fishing the frog blows me away. When he's saying throw it back in there, I mean, it's hard to fathom where these guys put those frogs. I mean, just, you know, imagine whatever it is, brush or tule or anything, and they're like casting it as hard as they can into. I mean, like way farther back than you would think you could ever fish or catch a fish, or a fish would be living, and then fish super heavy braid and the thing just explodes, and you pull back as hard as you can and hope that you can pull it through branches and trees and tules and everything else. It's a cool looking technique just to fish.
Yeah, and sometimes with that kayak is convenient because you throw it so far back there you don't even see your frog anymore. And when they blow up on it, man, you got to pull on that thing and start sliding your kayak in there to go find the bass. I mean,
really?
Like I said, when you fish in the jungle, you're fishing in the jungle back there. So
and that's where they live, right?
Oh, they're in there. I mean, that's their. You'll pull them out of there, and they're like dark red, dark black. Like, you would think that fish never leaves back there because it lives in the shade and eats the bluegill and the frogs and the birds and stuff back there. I mean, it's a whole new animal.
That's so rad.
Yeah. Wow, how fun. And that's the kind of knowledge you get when you go to ECBT. You can walk in there and get all this stuff. Find out what's going on. Sounds like fun. Thanks a lot for the call, John.
All right. How about we jump back into him and talk to Tim, who's calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Tim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, guys. When I go out on a half day, I usually fish with a rented rod and the bait on the bottom. But I want to try the jig on the top, and I'm wondering what jig you'd recommend.
Johnny? Half-day fishing?
Are you still going to be fishing with the rented rod?
No, I thought I'd bring my own medium weight rod and line and tackle.
And you're fishing on the half-day in La Jolla or Point Loma? What boat do you usually go on?
Yeah, I would go from Point Loma.
From Point Loma, and they're fishing bass. I would try, I mean, the most automatic hookup is going to be if you get a hookup bait, 5/8 ounce, and cast that out and just let it sink, you know, and, you know, slow retrieve back in, that you'll have trouble.
It's an easy.
It's very easy. You'll have trouble not getting bit on that. And
they eat it on the sink mostly, Johnny?
They eat it anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah, sink or retrieve. The other thing I would use that's been working really good in the weeds there is there's an MC fluke. It's like a 6-inch fluke. That we put on a 1/2 ounce or 3/8 ounce lead head. You can do it weedless with a owner sled head or we use the VMC boxer heads, and that thing has just been crushing it lately too.
And you guys sell both those, the MC flukes and the hookup baits?
At it's
Dana?
All stuff we have at Dana.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you can show them how to rig it and everything.
Oh, yeah. We can rig it up for them.
Yeah. There you go. All right, Tim. Take a visit to Dana Landing right there. Next to the launch ramps in Mission Bay, you go see John.
Yeah, anyone in there can tell you.
Yeah, they clue you in. All right, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, next up, let's talk to Tim. Another Tim, he's calling us from Claremont this morning. Hi, Tim, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Tim?
Hey, you got me? Oh, yeah, hey, I was fishing down San Diego Bay yesterday using the Berkeley Gulp Shads, and they worked really good, but they don't last long. Is there the scent oils that you can just put on regular swim baits that would work as good as that?
Yeah, Gulp has like a spray, but most of the guys, if they're doing that, they're using you know, we have uni butter and hot sauce, and a lot of the guys mix the two together, but it's just kind of a paste you can spread right on the lure or what I, you know, if I'm kind of too lazy to use the scents, but if I was going to use them, I you know, squirt them into a plastic bag, and you can just kind of drop your lure in the bag and kind of rub it on there and then cast it back out. And Makes quite a bit of a difference.
Yeah. Ryan, you a believer in scents?
I was going to ask the same question.
Oh,
very
yeah.
curious to see how that is in the freshwater
Man,
world.
Freshwater guys are all over the scents. I mean, there's so many different ones, and they believe that it's not going to help you, say, get the bite, but when you do get the bite, it's going to help you keep that fish kind of, you know, holding on to it for that split second longer. If you don't realize, oh, man, I just got bit, and you swing on it quick, it allows you to have that split second of letting him eat it and thinking it's real, and it really does give you a better effect. And as well as it masks all the human smells. I mean, from guys who smoke cigarettes to guys who just have, you know, oils on their hands, or if you got gas that morning. I mean, there's so many factors that we don't think about that scent helps us mask our smells and the things we do that helps you keep those fish on the hook.
Seems like so much more of the saltwater artificial is your line is tight. You know, it's either being, even when it's in free spool, it's being pulled by a 1 ounce lead head. And most everything we do is in gear, on the line. They're tight when they bite it. And so much freshwater is not that way. It's slack or shake or anything like that. So, and fish can, and just the way that a largemouth eats a bait, you know, they can inhale your lure so easily with a guy just having no idea. So if you can give yourself an extra couple of seconds, man, that's the world.
Yeah, and, you know, that'll sometimes when they eat it, they spit it out just as quick. So that scent does help them hold on to it for that, you know, much longer. So
yeah, and if you've ever seen a video of a fish eating it, especially a largemouth, where they just suck it in and spit it out,
oh,
it's fractions of a second.
It's amazing how quick
yeah,
that happens.
So you just get that one little split second more, it makes mm-hmm. the difference.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
All right, what's your favorite scent for freshwater?
I would have to go with smelly jelly for freshwater.
Smelly jelly. Mm-hmm. All right. Any yep. particular flavor?
Yeah, anything crawfish, crawdad. You know, they call there's a triple X crawdad that's got a real heavy dosage of crawdad and craw scents in it, and I really like it. So
smelly jelly, one of the original
yeah,
original
they,
ones up
yeah.
in Portland. And
yeah,
and,
from Oregon. Yeah,
yeah, and they started it, I think, as scent for fish in the rivers up there in Oregon.
Oh, yeah, and if you saw the variety they have, I mean, you name it, they got a scent for it, from salmon egg to crawdad to even ocean stuff. I mean,
yeah.
garlics and anise and just so many different flavors. I mean,
and you carry
variety.
All that at East County Bait
yeah.
and Tackle?
Yeah, we have yeah. quite a big variety of it.
All right.
What about, you know, we talked to Benny, we talked to Dave. Do you guys have recommendations? Can you help people set up with, you know, guide-type service? I mean, I had a blast fishing at El Salto when Steve and I went down there. I mean, an absolute blast. Like, I can't even tell you how much I loved it. But, I mean, the fact is, if I went to El Cap or San Vicente, like, I wouldn't know the thing, you know what I mean? And that's the reason you hire, you know, in saltwater, you hire the Benny Florentinos and things like that. Are there a lot of freshwater guide and services and things like that in San Diego? And is that a thing that you can help get guys lined up with? I mean, you guys have people you work with at ECBT?
Yeah, we have a few flyers for a couple local guys who fish a lot of tournaments and spend, man, every day almost on the water. You know, there's a gentleman, Jim Hallauer. There's another guy, Andy Palachek. They do a great job. I mean, they know everything to get you out there. Again, all the gear supplied. You just show up. Bring your sunscreen. Bring whatever you want to bring. But they'll set you up. You know, if you have an idea of what type of fishing you want to do, they'll point you in the right direction and show you, hey, this is what we should do, and this is how you can better yourself, and you know, this is the spectra and the whole nine yards, and they'll set you up.
I think a fisherman, a guy that knows how to fish is just like miles ahead hiring somebody like that the first couple of times. You know what I mean? You could be an advanced saltwater guy, but you're going freshwater fishing. You're in a new arena, something you want to try. You hire a guide two or three times, you're going to pick up all of those things so fast and learn to apply them yourself. But why? You'll shorten the learning curve by 2 years by hiring a couple of guys the first few times just to get you dialed in and in the zone. You're almost crazy not to.
No question about it.
And even with that, too, you got to think that for guys who are traveling and things, some of the best fishermen that can catch a fish anywhere will use a guide just to get the idea of the lake and how it's fishing and what it's doing by taking local knowledge and just applying their skills to that guy's information. It does pay off for a lot of guys just to go, hey, let me get out with you, check out the lake, see what you got to say. And
it's a guy that does it every day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good
call. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. And phone lines are absolutely packed, and we're going to be taking more of your calls when we return. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
If you've been searching for that perfect inshore and offshore boat, Defiance is the one. Go far and stay dry is the Defiance slogan. And that is exactly what you get in these overbuilt, trailerable offshore boats. Inland Boat Center has the Defiance you are looking for in stock, ready to fish. A huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom. And over 300 new and pre-owned boats for everyone. Family-owned and operated. Their customer service is the finest available. They take trades of all types and offer amazing financing deals. Check out Inland Boat Center's inventory of Defiance Pilot House boats online, including the Admiral 22 and the San Juan 25. Solid construction with no wood to ever rot. Defiance boats are built to last. It is the peak of the season, and the Defiance boat deals have never been better. Along with great financing, you could be fishing next week in your new boat for much less than you ever thought possible. Inland Boat Center, 681 East Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more. Or at inlandboatcenter.com. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, you hungry, Ricky?
You know it, buddy.
All right, Yanni from the Fisherman's Belly is on the line. What are we cooking today, Yanni?
Good morning, gentlemen. What am I cooking today? With all this tuna that we got going, I've got number 5 in the series of tuna war recipes. And that new recipe that just came out this morning is a Mexican tuna burger.
Mm. Nice.
Wow.
Well, listen, so what makes this a Mexican tuna burger? I'm going to tell you guys. In this recipe, there is a secret chipotle ketchup sauce. So in the recipe, I'm going to teach you guys how to make this insane chipotle sauce. On top of that, in the tuna burger itself, into the patty, I have crushed up tortilla chips. And that might sound strange, but I'm telling you, the tortilla chips add this super salty bite and an insane texture to the tuna patty. Oh, my God. Once you do this into your tuna patty, you'll just fall in love with it. On top of that, in this Mexican tuna burger, I also have pickled jalapenos. Believe me, the combination is insane.
Sounds good. Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, my God. The Mexican president, Pino Nieto, is on the phone right now. He wants to nationalize this dish.
That's great, Yanni. Oh, my God.
We had some a couple of days ago, and it was just incredible.
How do you come up with all this stuff?
How do I come up with these recipes? You know, I've been a foodie all my life, and I get inspired a lot. I watch a lot of Food Network. I go on the Internet. especially on YouTube. I'm checking out other people's recipes. You know, I'll look at a recipe, I'll go, wow, that's pretty interesting. And then I'll think to myself, I wonder if I can do that with fish, or I wonder if I can do that with seafood. And I'll actually experiment here at home on the family, my guinea pigs, and I'll tweak the recipe, I'll dial it in, and then I'll create it.
Wow.
I'll tell you what you do that's really cool is how you're making your, you know, your quote-unquote ground for the tuna, you know, shredding it from a frozen block. I think it's really cool, Yanni.
Oh, well, thanks. You know, I mean, that's a common problem that I know a lot of other fishermen have, because I have it. You know, I've got a freezer stuffed full of fish, and I, you know, sometimes I go, wow, I wonder if this is old, or wow, I wonder what I can do with it, especially with tuna, because here in SoCal, you know, we're all dialed into eating sashimi and raw tuna, and then when we put our tuna in the freezer, then we look at it and we go, what the hell are we going to do with this?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, fishermansbelly.com, we'll have that recipe up on our Angler's Table section of letstalkhookup.com soon. Yanni, you're amazing. Thanks a lot for another great recipe.
I've got two super quick tips for you guys.
Go.
The first, I'm sorry, but the first one is, with your Mexican tortilla chips, go to your favorite Mexican market and buy tortilla chips that are fried in lard. By far, they are the tastiest, and they're actually not bad for you in terms of health. They're very low in saturated fats. And here's tip number two. All of you fishermen out there that are getting into the internet, start surfing through YouTube and go to YouTube channels. I've just set up my YouTube channel. It's called Fisherman's Belly Channel. It's all one word. Start learning how to use those channels. Check out my channel, and then check out everyone else's channel.
Everything's always better with lard. We know that, Yanni, right?
There you go.
All right. Thanks, Yanni, for that. We appreciate that. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
You bet you will. Have a great day, guys. Bye-bye.
Well, the phone lines are absolutely packed solid. Everybody's excited to talk to the boys. Why don't we start it off with Dave, who's calling us from Spring Valley this morning. Hi, Dave. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Morning, Dave.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Dave.
A little bit ago, you were talking irons for calico fishing. I'd like to ask the guys down in Dana there, what colors and sizes are actually flying off the shelf right now?
I mean, for the kelp line, most people use, you know, some form of like a mint color is the hot one. You know, mint white, mint silver, Those have been really good for the calicos and, you know, for the other stuff along the kelp line. I personally have been fishing the bass along the kelp line the last month or so, and I haven't had very good luck on the surface iron. I've got a few, but more on plastics have been better for me. But some guys are doing pretty good with the iron. But like I said, for me personally and, you know, the people I know, you know, the mint type colors are going to be the hottest sellers.
Okay, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Norman in San Diego, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Norman?
Good morning, Norman.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just want to make a couple of comments about Steve and his operation. One, the guys you picked are super. Everybody in the tackle shop's great. And, oh, man, I just can't remember. The tall guy at the skiff dock and seal dock, he's really super. And the second comment is, I'm speaking for everybody here in Southern California. We really appreciate your generosity and contributions towards CCA, that incentive you gave a little while back for joining CCA was really generous and sure put you back, but we really appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Norman. Those are cool, super man. Kind words. Really, really appreciate it. Yeah, obviously, I mean, I'm nothing without my team down there. It's those guys. It's not me, needless to say. So, you know, those guys do a great job. And the CCA end of it, I mean, I beg everyone to educate themselves on what CCA does and how important it is to our future, because without CCA, it's going to be a tough business for us, for all of us, and even just, you know, just people go recreational fishing. So the CCA thing, I think, is so important for everybody. I beg everyone to just look at it, see what they do on a nationwide basis. You know, it's really important. And you know, my generosity literally is specs compared to some other people like Bill Shedd. And I don't want to count anybody else. So there are other people that donate so generously to that cause, and you know, we all need to jump in there and do our part. So
well,
thank you very much.
No doubt about it. And I got to tell you about this guy, Steve Pinard. This guy has more jobs than anybody I've ever known in my life, and yet he does find time to go and support and be on the board of directors for not only CCA, but Cap Morales, Kids at Sea. Stephen, I don't know where you find the time to do all this stuff, but you do it, and you do it very well. So hats off to you. And those of you that think you're too busy to help out, nobody is as busy as Steve Pinard.
I'll back that up.
I mean, no question about it.
No, you're right. I appreciate it. Kind words. I am actually too busy. I need to.
Yeah, you are.
I need to figure some things
out.
Yeah, you do.
You say no every once in a while.
Yeah,
but he doesn't ever.
Indeed. Hey, Norman, thanks for the kind words. You know, one thing we haven't talked about this morning yet is the great six-pack fleet that you have at Dana Land.
Yeah.
Awesome boats.
No, there are babies, really. You know, I mean, obviously. They're not extra, but it's just another feature we have. So, you know, they're both yachts that, you know, we love, and, like, I spend a lot of money on them. Probably
the Impulse and the Blackjack.
Yep. You know, every year we spend a lot of money, haul it out, do a whole ton of work. You know, it's just kind of a, you know, we charter the boat so we can have them. Otherwise, I just wouldn't have these two yachts sitting there, and they truly are both yachts. And, I mean, I almost have an open checkbook on them. I mean, you know, they as long as they break even, we're good with it. So, yeah, no, they're both beautiful boats, and those guys, both of them catch so much fish, and we don't make a big deal out of it. We just, you know, I think all of August
just
we're booked.
Go out there
we
and
just go out and do it, and it's...
So all of August is booked.
I know on the Impulse it is. The Blackjack, I believe, has some spaces open.
Impulse is a six-pack, six.
That's a 42-foot Bertram, six-pack. And then the Blackjack is a 31 Lures Express, like, you know, just like John was saying, just like John Ireland's boat. And that's a four-passenger boat. You know, the Blackjack does up to, like, a 12-hour trip and offshore, and then the Impulse will do up to two-day trips. But both of those you can go online, and we actually have a calendar.
Show you
what days available. You can book them online, everything.
Okay.
Well, you can do it. You just click through Dana Landing.
DanaLanding.com, and all that's available.
Impulse is my favorite six-pack boat. That's where I send everybody. It is the perfect mix of affordability, really good crew, very comfortable boat. And I doubt that there's a six-pack boat of its size that carries as much bait as the Impulse does. Huge main tank, huge secondary. I mean, that thing... You could do a three-day on it. I mean, no problem. I mean, absolutely no problem. That thing, for the size of boat that it is, has a damn near unlimited bait capacity. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, twice we've fished it just for fun, going down, you know, brought down to Cabo, fished 7-8 days on the way down, 7-8 days on the way back, twice. So, I mean, it's you know, it definitely
I love it.
Tons of bait, and it's a great boat.
And you, like you said, they spared no expense. Full side scan sonar, satellite communication. I mean, like everything you would find on the highest end sport fishing boat that's three times its size in a very comfortable six pack boat, and it's very comfortable for the group of six too. Some six pack boats, when you put six guys on there, one guy is sleeping in a closet, and that's not the case on the Impulse. You know, it's a really comfortable boat.
Yes, very much so. And the other thing too is, like you said, it has everything. I don't think there is a better-equipped six-pack boat in San Diego, period.
When you get on the boat, if you want to tip the crew, you're welcome to. That's all you would need. Like, literally everything from sunblock to towels to all the tackle. And, you know, it's the top-of-the-line tackle, the fluorocarbons.
Food,
including, you know, your drinks, your beer, your snacks, fish cleaning, everything. On the Impulse, there is nothing else you need. Blackjack is more of a... we have a lot of regulars, but a lot of tourists too. So that's kind of, you know, you buy your license, and then, you know, we have water, and if you want to bring food from the deli, whatever you can. But both the boats, great boats, and they both catch a lot of fish.
Oh yeah, for sure. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Jerry, calling us from Garden Grove this morning. Hey, Jerry, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, and guest. I got tired of hearing all the reports and reading everything this week. And it drove me crazy, so I pulled the trigger. I'm going solo on a 2.5 day on the Constitution the end of the month. And I was wondering, do you think that the Tranks 400 with 50 Power Pro is good enough for poppers going down the beach right now?
What do you think, boys?
Yeah, I think so. For Dorado and stuff and those yellows and stuff, I think it'll be awesome.
Not only good enough, but probably... obviously not only good enough, Jerry, but I don't think you could buy a better... You know, school-sized tuna, kelp patty, popper reel. Period.
Yeah, get some like Halco 130s, some small poppers. You'll have a blast.
that smaller Shimano Orca Pop is probably one of my favorite small, easy to cast, good hooks. I love those things.
Yeah, and the 400, the Trunks 400 would be perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Try it out, Jerry. You'll catch fish. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to Mark. He's calling us from Oceanside. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for joining us.
Paul, I got a question about trolling. I listened to your Rapala guy the other week ago or so. Really interested in what he had to say. If I trolled three jigs, I don't have any outriggers on my boat, but if I trolled three jigs, what three jigs would you guys troll, and how fast would you troll them, and do you vary the speed at times, or what would be your strategy on trolling?
Say trolling while you're looking for kelp patties right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If I was doing it, I would have, you know, one wild card jig that I'd switch out. So I would probably troll a cedar plug, and then if you're gonna troll three lines.
Yes, sir.
One cedar plug and two small marlin lures right now. Stuff in like the 7-inch range. And the Dorado love those. Like they'll eat those. If you're on a kelp patty where the Dorado won't eat, if you troll by with some marlin lures, they'll eat those. And then if you get into porpoise where you think they're holding tuna, I would pull one of the marlin jigs in and throw a Rapala on there, like X-Rap 20, X-Rap 30, and just, you know, trade those two out. But the marlin jigs will still get hit good on the yellowfin. So that's, for me, that's what I would use. I went out, Friday evening after work and just kind of, you know, got out like 10 miles, threw two marlin jigs out, you know, within 15 minutes, hooked a Dorado, dropped a bait back, got another Dorado. I was fine. Never even found a kelp patty, but I still got fish. So.
Wow.
Johnny was the one that clued me into that. I don't even know how long. 20 years ago, I've known Johnny. And he said the same thing on a Zucker 3.5 marlin jig. There have been years where you catch a yellowfin tuna that's as long as a Zucker 3.5. Oh, yeah. Everything will eat them. And so many people won't troll because they think, oh, the lure's too big. If I troll a little feather, I'm going to get way more bites. Like, that's something I picked up from Johnny, like, when we had our family runabout ski boat, and I've never, ever forgot. I mean, those things, everything will eat a full-size marlin lure.
Yeah.
You'd be amazed how small a Dorado will eat that.
Yeah, my rule of thumb is if the water's over 68, you know, over 70, and you're, you know, because there's going to be more fish out there. Like if you're fishing albacore, you know, obviously you want to troll albacore feathers. But when the water gets warmer, I like to troll those bigger lures because the Dorado up here, and a lot of times they're eating flying fish, which is a pretty big animal, and they're eating smaller Dorado, and the yellowfin tuna have no problem eating a lure the same size as they are.
Yeah.
You know, and also with that spread, you know, as I've seen in the counts, a few skipjacks starting to come in, and the skipjack will kind of stay off those lures. But that's just kind of been the philosophy I've had for a long time that I learned from some other people I've fished with, and it works pretty well. You can come by the shop, and the guys can show you what kind of lures we're talking about.
There you go. What are your go-to colors, Johnny?
You know, I'm not that worried about it.
No.
You know, I like,
just
you know. Yeah, like black and purple or purple and pink, you know, the Dorado seem to like the pink colors, you know, but you kind of see what other people are catching fish on and go with that.
But, very good. Good advice.
Yeah, great.
Learning something here. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to Bob calling us from Huntington Beach. Hi, Bob. Welcome to the show.
Aloha, guys.
What's up, Bob?
Hey, a little while ago, you guys were talking about Rapalas. Our family is fishing on a team at the East Cape Wahoo Tournament.
All right.
And, we want to pull some of those new X-Rap 40s. What colors do you recommend, and how do I rig them?
What do you think, Johnny?
You know, I have a black and purple. There's like a sardine, a black and silver. I have a pink one also. It's like a fluorescent pink.
Yeah.
And I think that would be a good one. And they use wire, but I have some of our customers just got back from there, and they said the guides down there said just run them straight off the mono. They'll get bit better, and you don't get bit off as much as you'd think you would.
Especially so, that big lure like that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Big lure, they're going to hit it in the center. Their teeth probably aren't going to get to the front, and I know you get a lot more bites if you're not dragging the wire leader.
And you're not paying for a $60 Marauder either. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to say that, you know, losing an X-Rap is no big deal. It certainly is, but you know, the number of bites you would get fishing that thing straight will be obviously way higher than if you have it wired up. And it's, you know, if you lose an X-Rap, it doesn't sting as bad as, you know, a more common Wahoo lures. I'll bet it gets
especially
bit.
If you're tournament fishing.
You got it, buddy. Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Good luck on the tournament.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's next up talk to Jake. He's calling us from Pacific Beach. What's up, Jake?
Good morning, Jake. How are you this morning?
Listen, I just wanted to say some great words about Steve. You know, he's just got such a great business down there. I've been going in there forever. But, you know, that tackle shop, a lot of us can't make it down to the Big Bay. You know, he has absolutely everything in there. I find something new every time I go in there. The stuff hanging from the roof. He's got spreader bars. He's got everything. And Johnny can rig anything, tie anything, fuel your boat at the same time. And did you guys talk about the deli at all yet?
Nah, just a little bit.
Number four, no onions.
That's the only deli I eat at. I'd have the greatest sandwiches there. You can buy any of the groceries, anything they have at a convenience store there. You can rent a boat there. I mean, it's just amazing. You talk about full service. He's got everything and does everything. A great real tech there. You know, just a great crew that works there. And I just wanted to call in and let everybody know if they haven't been there, go in there. It's just a great shop, and it's incredible just looking at all the tackle in the store and everything in there is something that works, that's for sure.
And what Jake's saying is true because his name is Honest Jake, right,
yeah.
Jake?
That's correct.
Yeah, Honest Jake doesn't lie.
Hey, jokes aside, he thanks Jake for the kind words, but obviously that's a team effort down there. Johnny is the one that buys everything. He's really the brains behind it, and there's you know, great Bubba and all the rest of the staff down there. Every single one of the employees truly loves it down there, and you know, it's customers like you is why we're so, you know, do so well. So
truly the one-stop shop.
It
that's
is.
What's
yep.
amazing.
No
about
doubt.
It, for sure.
Never seen one like it.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got a $50 shopping spree to Dana Landing and $50 at East County Bait and Tackle in Lakeside. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse, up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalandy.com for more details.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner, $50 gift card going to Dana Landing in Mission Bay, is going to Fred in PB. Congratulations, Fred. And my hometown, Lakeside, East County Bait and Tackle, the best shop in the East County by far. Tim in Santee, you got a $50 gift card. Congratulations,
man.
Guys.
Hey, Ryan, somebody wants to come out and learn all about fresh and saltwater fishing. How do we do it at East County Bait and Tackle?
Oh, you can give us a call at 619-390-9112. Check out our website, eastcountybaitandtackle.com, or just stop on the end of the 67 freeway at the Lakeside Rodeo Grounds there, and we're right there on the right.
Awesome. Great shop. If you haven't been to East County Bait and Tackle, you owe yourself a visit to this great shop. And pick their brains. They have the knowledge for you when you go in there. That's what they're there for, right, Ryan?
Definitely. Yeah, yeah. Come on in, quiz us, let's talk, and just want to hear how your fishing is, and we'll just talk from there.
Help them out. Hey, and Steve and Johnny, thank you guys. Great job. Dana Landing, a go-to spot anywhere in Southern California. What do we do when we come into Dana Landing?
Well, you know where we are. We're right in Mission Bay, right next to Fastlane, across from SeaWorld there. So come down and see us. Or you can 619-226-2929 or danalanding.com. And like you said, we're the one-stop shop, so if you need it, we got it.
Yeah, and you can do everything online there. Book your the rental boats, reserve the six-pack fleet, everything.
You can't get a deli sandwich online. So
you can't get a deli sandwich. Get a deli sandwich right there. All right,
thanks,
guys. Thanks very much.
Thank
for
you.
That. And thank you for listening today. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Well, Ricky will be here next Saturday and Sunday. I'll be at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark Wish from Pacific Edge will be here in the studio next Saturday, next Sunday. Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing will be here. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week. And thanks a lot to Adam on the other side of the glass. Always a great job. He's got those archives updated now, so you can listen 724 to Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.